Hi team, Adam here with a pre-race update on your horse Cheval Savant, who will be off to the races for us tomorrow down there in Victoria at Stawell, race one on the program. It's currently a soft five, but warm weather predicted, so wouldn't be shocked to see that track be a good four there tomorrow morning, which I don't think is going to hurt our horse anyway. He got he finished off that race really nicely there at Newcastle, first up on a good track, so... look, we're happy with our horse. He's gone down there, he's trained on well, he looks to hopefully get a few favours from the draw. The horse that had drawn barrier one comes out of the race, so that obviously aids and assists us. One of the horses drawn inside of us is a $161 chance, so I couldn't imagine it's going to sort of be right there. So we'll try and be a little bit more positive from barrier five there tomorrow. If we can put ourselves somewhere there in the first four or five, that'd be ideal. One off the fence, there looks to be enough speed. One Thing Counts will roll forward. Screw Creek will roll forward. Jack And will roll forward. So there's a few horses that can sort of put themselves right there and take up the running tomorrow. Ideally, if we were sort of fourth, fifth, sixth, one, somewhere around there, one off the fence, that'd be a great spot to be. Just having our horse in a nice rhythm, and then it's up to Johnny to be able to get on his bike early enough and turn the screws and get him into the race. Stawell, if I'm being completely honest, Stawell's probably not the best of tracks for him. It's a little bit sort of tighter turning. Would have loved to have been on a bigger, roomier track if we could have been, but have to be sort of mindful that the distance range second up is the right option for the horse, and that's the main thing. We got to be able to get as many little I's and T's dotted and crossed as what we possibly can. And even though it is a short run sort of home there, the distance range definitely suits him. We've got the best rider on at the meeting, trained by the best stable, and we've got a horse that we've always felt would relish getting out in trip, and we back his staying ability, and if he stays nicely second up, he should take a power of beating. He's trained on well, he's travelled down in good order, and his gallop in between has been good as well. So he rates on top for us, $2.70 favourite from Jack And, who put up a good performance last time out, $3. One Thing Counts on the next line at $4. Then Tewkesbury is a $6 chance from Divine Hunter at 14s. Screw Creek is at 21s, and then it's 100-1 longer the rest of the field. So it's got a bit of a tail to it, this race, and that's why we've got to try and be a little bit more positive there tomorrow if we can be sort of 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere around there. Just be in front of a bit of the shit in the race, to be honest. We don't want to be back with the cap catchers trying to make runs with tiring horses in front of us. If we can be that little bit more positive and be somewhere closer to the speed and be able to sort of get out and get moving when we want to, that'll certainly take us a heck of a long way there tomorrow. But look, mainly our horse is trained on well and it looks a nice race for him. We've always felt that he'd be a horse that would relish getting out in trip, so he starts to get that chance there tomorrow. And whilst he's certainly no put in take out chance, and certainly very respectful for the money that has come for One Thing That Counts, we certainly feel that our horse can go there and be competitive and run a good race. So we wish the very best of luck. He's a terrific each way chance, and with some luck in running, he's a winning chance, and we wish you all the very best of luck. Thank you.